Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, we've got another week or so for the trade deadline in the NFL, but boy, I'll tell you what. Plenty of action yesterday, and there was a pretty good blockbuster. One kind of hung out in the wind, and everyone was trying to figure it out as earlier in the day, Marcus Peters, mm-hmm. former Chief, was traded to Baltimore, and it had come after Aqib Talib was put on the injured list, mm-hmm. and we're all sitting there wondering what in the world is going
for about
on,
an
and then
hour,
later we find
it's like,
out. Yeah,
whoa, what?
Right.
What?
What is happening here? Then comes word that the Jags have worked a deal to send Jalen Ramsey to the Rams, and so it all makes sense. But two very big pieces, very talented corner pieces, change the complexion of really three teams in the NFL with moves yesterday. It was very intriguing.
Sure hope Jalen Ramsey's back's okay. I'd hate for this trade to get vetoed because he fails a physical.
Well, yeah. I think he'll be okay.
I bet it'll come around.
I bet it'll here in the next 24 hours. I bet it'll clear up quickly.
Probably. Mm-hmm. It's interesting that the Rams would go all in and acquire Jalen Ramsey. His talent is undisputed, albeit declining slightly, and that's kind of it's kind of splitting hairs. He's still an excellent mm-hmm. cover corner. But the Rams send first-round picks in 20 and 21 and a fourth-rounder in 21. And assuming they don't trade back into the first round over the next two drafts, the Rams will go five straight years without making a first-round pick.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it?
And I'm not a capologist, but here's what I do know. Todd Gurley makes a lot of money. Jared Goff makes a lot of money. Aaron Donald makes a lot of money. Jalen Ramsey's going to want to make a lot of money. Because mm-hmm. of all that money tied up into the three guys and potentially the fourth guy, I guess it makes some sense to jettison your first-round picks. That was a steep price to pay. But honestly, first-round picks cost quite a bit of money when you sign them. Mm-hmm. Did that go into the Rams' thinking? It's like, not that we can't afford first-round picks, but why wouldn't we go get a shutdown corner when maybe we'd have a hard time paying our future first-round picks to begin with?
Well, it boils down to a organizational philosophy on first-round picks and whether you can stockpile picks further down the list, which you can if you are intelligent about the way you operate, and the feeling that you have enough pieces in place, I guess, to avoid the need for first-rounders. Now, they could trade back into the first round. Anything is possible, and we'll have to see. But that's the direction that they're going. I mean, you're talking about 5 years now, potentially, 5 years, as it sits today, mm-hmm. without a first-round pick. It's not a death knell. It's not a death sentence by any stretch.
No.
I mean, the Patriots do fine without picking in the top 25 every single year.
Yeah.
They don't seem to be too worried about it. There are different ways that you can go. And the Rams, I think, probably perceive themselves as a team that's built, not one that they're building. So who knows? Well, it would be pretty dangerous for some teams that are further down the rung, but the Rams were in the Super Bowl a year ago.
Well, they need to pretty much not miss on their non-first-round picks over the next couple of years,
right,
because they probably could stand to rebuild that offensive line. you think about just about everywhere else, they're set. Depending on what you think of Jared Goff, but they paid him a ton of money, and so they made that bed. They're going to have to lay in it. Same sure. for Todd Gurley. Paid him a lot of money. They have a really good receiving slash tight end group. They have an all-world defensive line. Now they have Jalen Ramsey. They had Aqib Talib, but assuming when he comes back, you know, that's a formidable back end. Greg Zuerlein kicks the ball a mile. That's about it, right?
So I mean, they've got all the pieces, right?
They're going all in right now. And Jalen Ramsey, over the last four seasons, has given up 51.4% completion rate, which is the third best in the NFL over that span. Although, as the nearest defender, that's kind of how next-gen stats goes when it comes to cover guys. In 2017, Ramsey allowed 47%, which is otherworldly.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, 51%. This year, 64%. Now, who knows
right.
how much it has mm-hmm. to do with his disinterest of playing for the Jaguars. I don't know. I know he wasn't all that against the Chiefs when KC went down there. He gave up a fair amount, you know, without me digging through the numbers. In my mind's eye, I don't know that Ramsey was, besides helping injure Tyreek Hill, Chiefs scored a bunch of points.
Yes,
and,
they did.
So we'll find out. But if he plays Sunday, Ramsey will be just the second non-special teams player ever to make first-team All-Pro and play for a different team before turning 25.
He's an upgrade from Marcus Peters, though.
I agree with that.
And
Marcus Peters is kind of like Deion Sanders when it comes to tackling people. He's mm-hmm. not interested in that.
Loves to make interceptions.
He loves to
and he'll,
do or die.
He'll sell out to make yep. the big play, but he's – and he hasn't been – I mean, his star was probably brightest at the end of his time in Kansas City and the very beginning of his time in L.A. So, that's an upgrade. They upgraded that position.
Yeah, and
now the question is, Aqib Talib, who's not getting any younger, but still is a fantastic football player. Make no mistake about it. How well he comes back, how quickly he comes back, and how effectively he comes back.
For about an hour yesterday, Chiefs fans were like, "Ha! Guess we weren't so crazy for trading Marcus Peters after all, were we?" And then it's never mind. Yeah. That's why they did it.
Yeah,
they got Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah, they upgraded.
But
so,
they also did get an actual person for Marcus Peters. They got linebacker Kenny Young, who they liked to begin with. And then plus they got a 2020 fifth-round pick the Rams did in exchange for Marcus Peters. So,
yeah.
So in the midst of a three-game losing streak, Sean McVay is like, screw it. And he's done that since he's been there. He's traded for Jalen Ramsey, Dante Fowler Jr., Brandon Cooks, Aqib Talib, and he's traded away, obviously, Marcus Peters. And the last first-round pick was Jared Goff.
Yeah, and they signed him to a huge contract.
Yep.
I
that sounds like all
I
in
watched,
to me.
It is all in, and I watched Jared Goff from week to week, and I think, okay, not week to week, but, I mean, you know what I mean.
Sure.
You see him enough, and enough for me to say, wow. What is it that they see that they pay him that much? I mean, he's got one of the saltiest contracts for a quarterback in the NFL. So, and I don't see it, but, I mean, proof's in the production.
Somebody did.
So,
yep. All right, 869-1240, if you want to talk about it. Ryan has weighed in. What say you, Ryan?
Hey, thanks for having me, Bruce and Shane.
Sure.
And as a Chiefs fan, you know, a lot of us were pining for this to happen 3 weeks ago. But now looking at the price tag, I just think it was too much. And I'm for going all in and trying to buy a banner, i.e., I'm okay with what we did in 15 with the Royals, renting Cueto and Zobrist, and yep. what we had to pay was a steep price. I was happy with that because flags fly forever. But I don't think that if we were to pick up Ramsey, that he is the final piece to guarantee a Super Bowl. There's so many concerns we have on defense.
They're not passing on the Chiefs. They're running on them, and so Jalen Ramsey wouldn't
problem.
Be able to necessarily help there. Although you could hold up a little bit better on the back end, and then the pass rush can get there. Blah blah blah. So it's not as if Jalen Ramsey doesn't help you at all. But yeah, I would tend to agree with you. At first, he seemed like a guy to covet if you're the Chiefs, where you felt like you were just a guy or two away. But lots changed in 3 weeks, hadn't it?
100%, and the cost is just too much. Two first rounds, a fourth, and then not only we're going to have to pay this cat for a long – I mean, the price was just too much, and I think we just need a combination of the defense working together longer. We still got 2 weeks where their – Veach is going to do something, but I wish part of it could be to make Frank Clark be a player. So it's exciting times in the NFL. I look forward to, looking to see what the next 10, 12 weeks have in the Chiefs. Hey,
right.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, no
Ryan
kidding.
Ryan.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, I thought that Dan Israel yesterday was interesting. I thought the most interesting part of what was, I thought, a pretty interesting 15, 20 minutes, but I thought the most interesting part was when he was talking about Frank Clark and the play that was made or not made at the goal line against Deshaun Watson
yep.
on that last touchdown.
Yep.
You could tell that there was some, come on, dude, let's go. We're trying to win a championship here. You got to make a play kind of tone in his voice. There was a little
Chris
consternation
Jones hurt
there.
And Anthony Hitchens hurt.
Yeah.
And,
mm-hmm.
a little help.
Step up.
Yeah.
A little help here. The Chiefs, and I know we'll talk a lot more about this coming up tomorrow. Chiefs are in a very interesting situation. Now, look, they may come into Denver and light the house on fire. Wouldn't stun me.
Mm-hmm.
It would surprise me at this point, but it wouldn't stun me, wouldn't knock me off my feet. And it's not like there's any secret. The Broncos are going to run the ball. And the Chiefs better stop the run, because I think the Broncos defensively are good enough to make things difficult, especially in this building. Chiefs fans forget this, but Kansas City is they lose here last year. If Case Keenum doesn't overthrow Demaryius Thomas on broken coverage on a play down the sideline at the very end of the game. I'm not making things up. I saw it with my own eyes. Ball dropped right at my very feet. I'm wide open shot. And they generally hold them under their average pretty well. I don't know if Denver can score enough points to win this game. I don't know.
What's the weather like? In a kind of unrelated topic.
It's going to be absolutely gorgeous.
It'll be perfect.
I mean gorgeous. It's going to be perfect weather.
Okay.
High tomorrow somewhere around 78, 79.
Oh, my God.
Which will make it extremely mild literally perfect. No wind, just a great temperature. It's going to be a fantastic night for football.
Well, there you have
fantastic.
It.
Fantastic. So, and looking forward to it. It's an important game. In different ways for two teams right now with different trajectories. But that can change in 60 minutes pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, all is well with Chiefs Kingdom if they come in and take care of business and get out of here 5-2, and all is well in the division again.
And get 10 days off. That'll help, too.
Exactly.
But
exactly.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Give you a chance to get healthy.
It's not a gimme. It's not like
they're going to
Miami.
Nope, it's not a gimme, but we'll see. All right, let's get to our Cindy Twitter question. That is coming up next. Top of the hour, Brian Haney to talk Big 12, college football, Jayhawks coming off an off week as we continue on this Wednesday edition. Shane and I will be back in just a moment. Chad Chambers takes us to break. This is Sports Daily on your sports station, KFH.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.